ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, text 25, Knowledge of the Absolute. Na aham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samabrita mudha ayam na abhijanati loka mam ajam avyayam naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita Bodhoyam nabijanati Lokomam ajam avyayam Naham prakasa sarvasya Yogamaya samabrita Mudoyam nabijanati Lokomam ajam avyayam Naham prakasha sarvasya Yogamaya samabrita Mudhoyam nabijanati Lokomam ajam avyayam Naham prakasha sarvasya
Yogamaya samabrita
Mudoyam nabijanati
Naham
prakasha sarvasya
Yogamaya samabrita
Naham prakasa sarvasya
Yogamaya samabrita Mudoyam nabijanati
Naham prakasa sarvasya Nor aham I prakasha manifest sarvasya to everyone yoga maya by internal potency samabrita covered mudha foolish Ayam, this, na, not, abhijanati, can understand, loka, persons, mam
mi
ajam
unborn
avyayam
inexhaustible.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Everybody please repeat. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency,
and therefore
they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Purport. It may be argued that since Krishna was visible to everyone when he was present on this earth, then how can it be said that he is not manifest to everyone? But actually, he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present, there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupal spoke against Krishna's being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common men. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, but for his pure devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. In the prayers of Kunti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 19, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yogamaya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. This Yogamaya curtain is also confirmed in the Ishupanishad Mantra 15, in which the devotee prays, Hiranmayena patrena satyaisha pihitam mukham tatvam pusham apabrinhu satya dharmaya drishtaye. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchit Ananda Vigraha, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the internal potency of the Brahma Jyoti, and the less intelligent impersonalist cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 7, there is this prayer by Brahma. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mystery, Who can calculate your potency and pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your internal potency, and therefore, no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world, or even the planets, but still, they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is not only unborn, but also avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and his energies are all inexhaustible. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 7th chapter, text 25, Knowledge of the Absolute, the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Omagyanam timirandasya gyanam gyanashalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Kamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Sadvadrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Bhakta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishpari Visavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samabrita Mudoyam Navijanati Lokamam Ajam Abhyayam. Again, the translation: I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency. Therefore, they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So this is the reason why those who are unintelligent and foolish are not able to have darshan of the Supreme Lord. Darshan means giving his personal form to appear. It's like in the morning, we mentioned this earlier also, when we go for Mangalarti, for darshan, actually it is not us who is having the darshan of the Lord. It is the Lord who is having darshan of us. Because we don't have full realization of who is Krishna. Hopefully someday, within this lifetime, soon, we'll have darshan really of Krishna. We'll be able to understand his full feature his opulence, his personality. Right now, our understanding of Krishna is more of a theoretical, because he says in the Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mata Sarva Prabhantate Mata Parataram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dharanjaya. I am the source of everything. There is no one superior truth to me. Do we have realization of that right now? Maybe a certain degree, but not fully. So when one comes to the point that, of course, we'll not be able to fully realize Krishna, because Krishna is always expanding. Even himself is not able to fully understand his real nature because of his ever-expanding. That's why he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to understand who is this personality. What is it that makes me so attractive to Srimati Radharani? Madan Mohan means attractor of Cupid, but then that is Krishna. But then there is Madan Mohan Mohini, who is the attractor of the one who is attracted by Cupid. So that is more difficult to understand. So therefore, Krishna, even though he's present also, present day, here in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan also is transcendental, being an expansion of Sri Balaram. Not everyone who comes to Vrindavan can have darshan of Krishna or see Krishna. Only those who are pure in their hearts, then they can see Krishna. They can talk to Krishna. And sometimes even when Krishna would come, he's not even recognized, even by his own pure devotees. They will only understood, oh, what a fool am I. That was Krishna. We had many stories like that. Madhavendra Puri, Krishna would come as a coward boy, young coward boy, giving him milk. And then later on he would realize that was Krishna. Or Sanatan Goswami, he would do his bhajan, and then it's too hot. Then Radharani also would put her part of the sari to cover him from the sun. Or when he was doing his bhajan, tiger will come and Krishna will go and chew away the tiger. And then he will be scolded. He will be reprimanded by his brother. That, why are you doing this? So that was the start of the bhajan kutir, having a protection. So this covering that makes one not to see Krishna, bewildered also, even in the spiritual world, that's yoga maya. There's a nice book here, by the way. I was reading it by His Holiness Bhakti Purusottam Swami. These are all compilations from Srila Prabhupada's books about Maya. It's like, I remember when I joined about 30 more years ago, most of the times I will be hearing, "Hey Prabhu, you are in Maya. Why are you in Maya? Why are you not chanting your rounds properly? Prabhu, you're in Maya. Why you did not come for Mangalarti? Prabhu, you're in Maya. Why are you sleeping all the time?" Right? In the early days is like that. We hear more of Maya than Krishna. Maya means that which is not. And so there are two aspects of that. That which is not. Ultimately, this is energy of the Supreme Lord. Well, technically, there are three main energies of the Supreme Lord. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, and Tatasya Shakti. Antaranga Shakti means the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, the predominating energy in the spiritual world. Hiladini, Sambit, and Sandini. The pleasure potency, the cognizance, and the one who gives the understanding of Krishna. But sometimes it's covered up. Even the spiritual world, the Brajabasis, they thought Krishna may be just a demigod. They don't know Krishna. And Vrindavan, they don't know Krishna is God. Even Mother Yasoda would pray to Lord Narayan to protect her son. So this internal potency, Yoga Maya, also there is a counterpart in the material world. Mahamaya. Mahamaya is the bewildering potency, as Jiva Goswami says also, is cheating, deceiving potency, cheating potency, to make you think of things but not what is supposed to be. It's like in the material world, we mistakenly think that the rope is a snake, or the snake is a rope. Of course, you have to first see and have first-hand experience of what is a rope and what is a snake. Then you'll be able to... It's like in the dark. If you handle something which may look like a snake, but it's a rope, so that is what you call illusion, that which is not, Maya. It's the bewildering energy of the Supreme Lord that keeps the living entities to be conditioned in the material world, especially when the conditioned souls identify with the body as a self. When one comes to the conclusion that he is not the body, that he is spirit soul, and his main purpose is to serve Lord Krishna, then he is not in Maya. But then, that is not, you're not in Mahamaya. But then, to interact with Krishna, the devotees, they have this thin film also of Yoga Maya, so as not for them to understand and realize that Krishna is God. That makes the relationship sweeter, more affectionate with each other. And that's in the spiritual world. So, when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, not everyone also can see that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even when Krishna entered Mathura, I was reading from the 10th canto, because Kamsa, his maternal uncle, right? Sister of Devaki, planned to kill him. So he was invited by Akrura. Kamsa made a plan that Akrura to invite them. And when he entered Mathura, along with his brother Balaram and the cowherd boys, they met different kinds of personalities. The first one they met was the washerman. The washerman, Dobiwala. Do you have your clothes being washed by Dobiwala? That's why your clothes looks very paka. So this Dobiwala, he was carrying the garments of the king. And they're all very beautiful. So very elegant. Luxury kinds of clothing materials. And Krishna says, to whom are you going to go? I want this. I want them for us, for me and my brother. And the wise man says, "You fool! Who do you think you are? You're just a village boy. You're living the forest. And you're coming here in the city of Mathura and you're just asking and demanding this? This doesn't, it cannot be. This belongs to the royal family, His Highness. You cannot have them. No way." Then, actually, Krishna was insulted, right? So, by the touch of his hand, he cut the head of the washerman. And they had so many beautiful clothes. First, Krishna chose a very beautiful one for himself and for his brother, and the rest was distributed to the cowherd boys. And then they met flower garland maker of the king also. But then he can understand that Krishna is not an ordinary person. He even invited him to his house and treated him nicely, abhishek, argya, and everything, foot bathing. And Krishna says, "You will be benefited. You will receive unlimited blessings from me." And then later on, also they met Kubja, who also had this attraction towards the Supreme Lord. More or less in a conjugal love. And she wants to fulfill that desire, but then later on says, "Not now. We'll come back later." And she got purified. And when he entered also the arena of the place where Kamsa was thinking, this is the place where Krishna should be killed. Many personalities see Krishna in a different way. They didn't see him directly as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. The ladies, they see him as Cupid personified. Many of them, they run to see Krishna. They never see Krishna before. This is the first time. They just heard of him. Just like the wives of the brahmanas last time we were talking. They also heard. Because in Vrindavan, everyone is talking about Krishna. That means Vrindavan. Vrindavan means Krishna consciousness. Everything, all the topics are all concerning about Krishna. Whether they saw Krishna already or never, just hearing about Krishna. So some of them, they run. Some of them, they wanted to decorate themselves. They only put one earring. The other earring, they forgot. They put their clothes backwards. Some of them, they were feeding their children. They put them aside, still run. Some of them, they run on top of the roof to see him. They put everything aside. That's how much they're attracted towards Krishna is. The others, they like the wrestlers, they say, "These are just mere young boys. We can easily defeat them. What kind of strength they have?" They're not able to miscalculate, actually, Krishna's strength and Balaram. And Kamsa saw Krishna as death personified. Death personified. Because every time he's also thinking of Krishna, but that is not Krishna consciousness, because that is in an unfavorable way. So he was manifest 5,000 years ago. And even here, Prabhupada quoted that in the story about Shishupal. Shishupal spoke against Krishna. It was very insulting, always insulting Krishna. It was Bhishma, who is the grandfather, who proclaimed that Krishna should be elected as the recipient to have the highest seat, to be the president of the assembly. So similarly, the Pandavas, And only few, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Queen Kunti as well. Others know. The cowherd boys, most intimate friends, they never have a clue that Krishna is God. Otherwise, they will not play with Krishna. They would treat him with awe and reverence, unlike in Vaikuntha lokas. They knew that Krishna, in the Narayan form, is the Supreme Lord. That's why they treat him with awe and reverence. And Vrindavan is Madhurya. That's why it is there. Madhurya means it is sweet because of this covering of yoga maya potency that makes the devotees relate to Krishna in such a way that they don't have any clue or inclination or understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the beauty, that yoga maya. So similarly right now, if you come to Vrindavan, this is still Vrindavan. That was 5,000 years ago. But it is our eyes that is not able to see the real Vrindavan because of this thin film of yoga maya. So sometimes when devotees come here, they smell, oh, such a bad smell here. Oh, they see so dirty. It's not being cleaned. It's a lot of, filthy areas. I know some devotees, they don't even want to come to Vrindavan because of that. They get affected. So this was asked to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Why is it like this? Why is it like this, this Vrindavan? If this same Vrindavan that we are having right now is not different than the original Vrindavan in this spiritual world, why is it like this? There's so many, seemingly inappropriate, not in the right place. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that this is there to make sure that those who come here for a different motive, they will not be able to enter. So if you have a different motive, then you'll see the Vrindavan, which is not the real Vrindavan, according to this, because of this film, Yoga Maya, this energy of the Supreme Lord, which predominating here. But of course, Maya is here also. Mahamaya is here also. It is present here also. If you want to be in Maya, in Mahamaya, in Vrindavan, that is also possible. It's present here as well. So, this, for the unintelligent, for the non-devotees, they are covered by this internal potency. Which here in the material world is considered as the Mahamaya, this external energy. Why is it there? Why is it that, in that way, that they're not able to penetrate and see? Just like to go to the spiritual world, you have to go past through this Viraj River. This is like the boundary between the material world and the spiritual world. Because we turn our head, we turn away from Krishna. So when we turn away from Krishna, then we see Mahamaya. When you turn yourself to Krishna, then that is Yoga Maya. But still, you will not be able to see Krishna. You may, according to only to His will, that He will reveal Himself as the Supreme Lord. If he does not want to reveal himself as a Supreme Lord, but have a certain relationship with you, in five major rasas, that's internal potency again. So for us who turn our head away from Krishna and become attracted by the material energy, modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, we may be looking for Krishna, but still we are attracted to the material energy, Mahamaya, even though Krishna is only behind. Of course, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in the front and the back and the side, everywhere, in 10 directions. But it says that because we turned away from Krishna, then actually we're not able to understand Krishna. We're not able to see Krishna. And we may say, I want to understand you, but still we are attracted to the Maya, to the material energy, then it's not possible to have darshan of Krishna. Does it make sense? Are you able to follow what I'm saying? Even though we say, Krishna, I want to see you. But Krishna is there. But we are attracted to material energy. Therefore, we're still not able to see Krishna. So it's only when we give up the propensity to enjoy materially, then we'll have darshan of Krishna. The Lord never interferes with our independence. It's what you call minute independence. But rather, tries to revive our natural propensities toward service. So when we dovetail all of our activities, the propensity to enjoy materially, because the propensity to enjoy materially means only for myself. Or you may say extended sense enjoyment through family members. Ultimately, when one is a grihastha, then the material energy is a little bit more difficult to tackle because of, again, it's not just misidentifying yourself as the body, but then you start to think that my family is my property. My wife is my property. My children is my property. My husband is my property. It's mine. I, me and mine. So it's more difficult. That's why it says that the greatest bondage in the material world is that of family attachment. So we should always think that we are servants of Krishna. That my wife is a property of Krishna. My children also are property of Krishna. My husband is a property of Krishna. I'm not the proprietor. I'm a servant. So when you invite someone at, you know, for prasad at home, sadhus or friends, you actually treat them like that of Narayan. I'm not the master. I am your servant. Please come. I serve you. So that is the difference. The more we tend to be in that service attitude and give up our propensity to become independent, because ultimately we are dependent. We are always have to be depending on the Supreme Lord. Then it's easier to surrender. And then when you surrender, the result is Krishna will give himself to you. That is the way how one can Daivihisi gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam ibaye prapajyante mayam itam tarantite. This divine energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. Even though this Bahiranga Shakti is inferior to the marginal energy, to the Tatasa Shakti, it still is very difficult to overcome. But then we can only overcome if we surrender unto Krishna. Surrendering process is there when we identify the self as the servants of the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is inconceivable, but he becomes conceivable. through the service-inclined devotees. It says here, abhyayam. Also, right? He's not only unborn, but also abhyaya, inexhaustible. Inexhaustible means he's unlimited. Cannot be, you cannot limit him. Inexhaustible means is there is no end, there is no cessation. Even though it says here he's unborn, but still we've heard that he took birth. Is a contradiction here. He is inexhaustible. You cannot limit him, but at the same time, he was bound by Mother Yasoda. So these are like contradictory, but it only works unto the Supreme Lord. So the Supreme Lord cannot be forced by the living entities. The Lord, it says here, if the Lord is forced the living entities to act against their own free will, then their spiritual nature will be killed. So that's why we have this minute independence. So anytime we can turn our head, or we can turn towards Krishna, anytime. And Krishna is waiting for this. Krishna is like the ever-loving father. It doesn't matter how much rebellious we have been, Krishna will be always waiting for us. He never let us, he never leave us. He's always there. It doesn't matter in any species of life, even in a mosquito species, Krishna is still with us. Even in a microbe, even in an elephant's body, Krishna is always with us. Is only waiting for us. That's why there is this analogy of two birds and a tree. The bird is just the witness, but he's also giving us guidance. Don't take these fruits. Don't bite the fruits, because this fruit will make you suffer or enjoy materially. Take to Krishna consciousness. Surrender unto me, then you will be free from all of these miseries of life. Because ultimately, suffering and enjoyment in the material world is the same. The suffering in the material world is compared, it's like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like, you know, in the early days, the king will punish the criminals by dunking their head into the water. And when they're about to lose breath, lose air, they will be pull up, and they will grasp, what a relief, and then you'll be put down again, and then up again, up and down. So that kind of relief actually is part of the suffering. We're hankering for that happiness, which is actually the cause of our problems in this material world. So that is the for unintelligent. It's for the unintelligent. They're not be able to understand fully the nature of the Supreme Lord. But for those of us, we're called sadhakas, we're practitioners of this process, whereby hopefully one day, we'll be able to perfect. We'll be able to perfect. And then the culmination is having darshan of the Supreme Lord. This is like there was a story of, Prabhupada told this story also. It's like in the village, they used to talk in the evenings about Krishna, having Krishna Katha. So one time there was a thief, and he was passing into this nearby village where the Brahmana who was giving the talk about in Vrindavan, there is this young boy, he's very so attractive, so beautiful, and he was adorned, decorated with very precious jewels and ornaments by his mother. So the thief became, oh, what is this? This looks very interesting. If I can only get hold of this young boy, then I'm sure I don't have to go rob and do my work for such a long time. I just have to catch this boy. So he became attracted towards Krishna in that way. So he went to Vrindavan and he met Krishna. But then when he saw Krishna, he became attracted to the beautiful smiling face. And he forget everything. He forget everything. So I guess that's why we are still here. That's why we are trying to hopefully hope against hope that someday we'll be able to have darshan of Krishna. And may this effulgence be lift up. May this covering of the yoga maya will be lift up so that we'll be able to actually see Krishna in his original form. Because it is very bewildering. It's not so easy, but as Rupa Goswami says, it is our greed only. If one is greedy, just like the materialists, they're greedy. They're greedy about material things. They will do anything and everything to attain their goal, accumulate more and more wealth. But in the end, still unhappy. But if we can have a little bit of greed, this greediness, to really attain love of God and have darshan of the Supreme Lord, it doesn't matter whether we're having difficulties. Definitely in the pursuance of Krishna consciousness, there's so many obstacles. It's not very smooth ride in the beginning or in the middle before we reach the end to attain love of God. But nevertheless, it is our perseverance, it is our determination, and it is our ultimate motivation that will lead us to have darshan of Krishna one day and this bewildering energy of the Supreme Lord will be lifted away. Okay, stop here. Yes, sir. We have another mic for question here. Mm-hmm. I've heard of something about that. I don't want to speculate. We've heard of this in this Bhagavad Gita class also. Not sure exactly. Why is it that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would take off? Actually, it is not. To see Krishna now is not through our eyeglasses. It's like I use eyeglasses because I cannot see far and I cannot read near. We can see Krishna even in our conditioned state right now through hearing. And ultimately, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, act in such a way that you don't Krishna. You are not wanting to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna would want to see you. You've heard of this before? Right? Because it doesn't matter. I told you also, I think the last time, even if you're in the very far end, because devotees, they always like kind of squeeze to go in front and have darshan. Actually, in the morning, we have the IVTV. You can have the closest
you can see Krishna because they go close up really Krishna and the face is like, you know, like right this. But actually, even if you're very, very far away, Krishna, if your heart is pure, you can be way in the end, Krishna will see you. If your heart is impure, even if you're in the front, Krishna may see you, but may not give you so much that attention. He will be saying, oh, where is my devotee? And if you didn't come from Mangalartik one time, uh-oh, I'm missing my devotee. Where is he? So this is the meaning of darshan, actually.
I had a nice experience in your Vrindavan. There's a very nice devotee named Varshana Maharaj.
Yes.
He was standing, he's so humble, he was standing in the back of the temple.
Right.
And he's praying to Madhavendran Chandra.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the middle looking at the deities. I don't know he's there. And all of a sudden I feel pure love of God. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is what it feels like. You know, what did I do? How come? And then I look behind and I was between him and the deities.
Yeah.
I could feel the love
vibration. A person who is in love of God, just they don't have to talk. You just be near them and you can feel the energy, the vibration. Where's that story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also? He doesn't get close. I've been to inside Jagannath Temple. Somehow they thought I was from Manipur. So I went inside the temple. Garuda Stamba is far from the main temple altar, isn't it? He's far. But Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't get really that close. He could have really get really so close. But he was there, right at the back. And he was just, you know. But there's this one old lady. There was this one old lady. And somehow, she didn't care whether that is the Lord or not. And she jumped on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to have darshan of Jagannath. And the associates were saying, oh, what an offense. Putting your feet on top of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, verbatim, no. I wish I have that eagerness that she has in seeing the Supreme Lord.
I have one more question. In the first part, there's a prayer with
Lord
Upanishad, where it says, oh my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore I pray that you will also maintain me.
Yes.
You understand that Krishna is the maintainer of the entire universe. How come he feels?
You see, the devotees of the Lord, they always feel themselves unqualified. The devotees of the Supreme Lord, they feel themselves as insignificant. That the Supreme Lord actually doesn't... They're very small. Even though they're the dearest to the Supreme Lord, even though they reside in the hearts of the Supreme Lord, but they all this is the act of humility. we for neophytes we don't see like that. But the more you are advanced, the more you are humble, the more you see yourself insignificant, the more you see yourself unqualified. But Krishna makes arrangements for you in every way possible. You don't have to worry. But still, they think themselves as helpless, even though they are protected. They still pray. Pray like that. I pray that you will also maintain me. Am I not included in the entire universe? I'm so insignificant. I don't have any identification. We cannot understand, you know, this the mood. And this is not like, you know, literally, because this is actual. When they feel themselves as lower than a blade of grass or
or like Lord, and you know, like even as a dog or something, they actually feel like this. This is not just for us to follow, but actually that is their mood. So the more we make advancement, the more we see ourselves as qualified, unqualified. And that is the qualification. To think and feel of one's being qualified, that is the qualification for attaining love of God. The neophyte is different. I've been here for many years, therefore I deserve this. Why you're not treating me like this? Who are you? Why? Who do you know? Who am I? Neophyte, like this. Hope, this one first. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. I haven't gotten the reason in this verse why Krishna is using the word Yoga Maya. In the 13th verse, he had already said
13th.
Trikir Gunamaya Bhavaya, that deluded by the
three modes.
Mohitam Na Abhijanati, that they deluded, they don't know me. And here he's using the word Yoga Maya. So I'm wondering, what's the difference? Why is he using the word Yoga Maya here?
It's the same word. This is when he says Daivihisa Gunamaya. This Yoga Maya, as it says, Maya, Mahamaya is the extension. It's interchangeable, ultimately. But technically speaking, the Mahamaya is for the material energy, because that is governed under the three modes of material nature. In the spiritual world, there is no modes of material nature. Ultimately, it's the same Shakti. It's the same Shakti, but the other one is for the material world, and the other one is... It's like when you see the sun shine. That is none different than the sun. But then, the sun is different than the sunshine, because the sunshine is dependent on the sun planet. So this Mahamaya actually ultimately is dependent on? Ultimately, Krishna is the source, but this is like an extension. The ultimate original is like, let's say for example, the Lakshmi Devis, the goddesses of fortune. These are also from Srimati Radharani. But they're different at the same time. It makes sense a little bit? It's not so easy to understand, but that's how I can understand it. Okay, just from the sun and sunshine. That's a little, the closer we can get into that. Yes, sir.
You are here for a long time.
I'm here for a long time. Not that long.
30 years.
15.
30.
Oh. Okay.
I'm hardly 10 years.
Speak closer to the mic.
I'm hardly 10 years acquainted with Vrindavan.
Okay.
You are acquainted with 30 years and with many senior devotees.
Mm.
From the scriptures we know the people up to Narottam Das Thakur has actually seen the actual Vrindavan and the presence of the Lord Uttaradha. He has described also in a poetry what he has seen.
Yes.
Similar thing, only the features of Krishna has been described by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, what they have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened after that actually? So many pious people are there in Islam, but nobody admits that he has seen.
Okay. It says, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, you should hide your bhajan. You should hide your worship of the Supreme Lord. Because they will never understand you. Those who says, I know Krishna, that means they don't know Krishna. And those who have seen or known Krishna and they say they don't know Krishna, they know Krishna and they've seen Krishna. So you cannot, the worship of the Supreme Lord is not meant for public. Prabhupada never revealed who he is. Definitely he's an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, they don't. But the symptom is that they are Krishna conscious and through their activities. There's so many people here in Vrindavan, they're good speakers, but how about their lifestyle? How about making devotees? That is more important. We were reading more important. But Lakshmi, collecting Lakshmi, there was a complaint. There was a complaint, Prabhupada, we don't have money. What shall we do? And Prabhupada says, you don't worry about the money, just make devotees. More important is making devotees. So what we're trying to do though is just, for now, it's up to Krishna. The result is up to Krishna. If somehow or other Krishna will give us love of God, it's up to him. It's out of his sweet will only. One cannot approach the land of Braj by one's own will. Only by Radhe Shyam's grace and blessings one is able to reside in Braj. Our independent will to reside in Braj is detrimental to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Cannot be independent. I wrote these notes many moons ago. You may be in Vrindavan physically, but if you are not thinking of Krishna, you are not in Vrindavan. You may be in New York, or London, or Caracas. But if you are thinking of Krishna all the time, you are in Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means consciousness. Okay? We cannot force ourselves to be in Vrindavan if we're not meant to be here. But somehow, by Guru's, Guru Kripa, Guru's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy, we are here because we're doing service. So hopefully by doing our service properly, attentively, carefully, then we also have chance to be in Vrindavan someday. We are all foreigners here. We are all visitors here. Real Brajabasi. Just like when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati came here in 1932, he was in Radhakund. He says, I hardly see anyone Brajabasi here. And that was in 1932. Now it's 2017. Well, very shortly. Maybe there'll be one Brajabasi here in this room. Maybe you. Hold on. You have a question?
I wait for him for the person. Well, he thinks that I'm Gyani. Uh-huh. And there are two kinds of
Gyani?
Gyani and Agyani. So I have Gyan. So I say you have partial Gyan. You have no Krishna Gyan. So they impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how they can remove that false ego that I am
Gyani? They have to serve. Huh? They have to serve. Learn how to serve. There was a story of one professor in Allahabad. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was there. And so he approached Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He's a professor of a university. Maharaj, I have many questions to ask you. He says, well, I don't have time now. Why don't you go and see our pujari? Go and help him in the meantime. So he went also serving with the pujari, cleaning the utensils and everything. And then service was done. So he went back to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and says, so what is your question? Oh, Maharaj, don't worry. My question is already answered. So by service, with proper intentions, with proper motive, that what will attract Krishna is. Okay?
But they cannot engage in service because they have gyan, partial gyan, they have no full knowledge.
Well, after some time, bahunam janmanam ante, after so many births, it's not. Out of thousands and millions of gyanis, hardly one will become a bhakta. Hardly one. And that is after many births. So don't disturb them, let them be, because if they become disturbed and they become inimical, then it may take them many more births. Yes, Prabhu, you have a question or comment? Yes.
Very good question. Yes. There are, from the spiritual world, many expansions of Krishna.
In the spiritual world? In Vaikuntha, yes.
From Krishna there are many expansions, and from Radharani there are many expansions.
Yes.
Why is Yoga Maya from the female side, other than from Krishna? Why is she from Radharani? Is she testing us?
Shakti.
Is it really just to test our sincerity?
Because, you see, without having Radharani be convinced, Krishna will not be convinced. Ultimately, we have to go to Rasimati Radharani to be. Our goal is Krishna, and without Radharani's mercy, we'll not be able to attain Krishna.
So she is having the
examinations. She is the person whom Krishna will only listen. He may not listen to Mother Yasoda or Nanda Maharaj, but the last person that he will listen is Radharani. But whatever Radharani says, Krishna, that's it. If she recommends us to Krishna, Krishna cannot say no. So to attain Radharani's mercy, we need Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. In order to get Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, we need Lord Nityananda's mercy. To get Lord Nityananda's mercy, we need the parampara up to the 6 Goswamis. And to get the mercy of the Goswamis, we need the mercy of Guru. Guru Kripa. Vaishnava and Guru. Who's representative of Lord Nityananda? Yes, sir. One last question or two last questions?
Hare Krishna. The woman just like as Lord Yar says, he's the maintainer of everything, everyone.
Yes.
Even living in a small mosquito.
Yes.
Small, so when Lord is taking care of everyone, so then sometimes we become envious, devotees become envious that we are the highest. Okay? About all the other living entities. So why this sometimes this egoist to be that we are higher than all other devotees? Whom the Lord is maintaining.
That is the nature of ahankar. Ahankar means you're misidentifying yourself as the most important person in the entire creation. That's the bewildering energy. Again, that Maya. The last thing that we have to give up is our false ego. It's especially prestige, adoration, status. That's the last, most difficult thing to give up. Like, you know, we can renounce money, we can renounce the opposite sex, but it's very difficult to renounce one's own position. Because we always think that we are the best. We are not the best. If you become the best devotee, you still will think that you are the most insignificant. That's why we mentioned that the more you think, the more you advance, the more you will feel and think that you are very insignificant.
When Prabhupada gave example, just when you are chanting, you just, he is giving the example of an iron rod. So when iron rod is in the fire, it's no more iron.
Right.
Iron is a fire.
Yes.
So once when you are chanting the devotees and other things, then how you are not in the fire, that same fire.
See, the same thing again. What is your intention? What is your motive? Are you being connected with the holy name, or you just chant like a parrot? Are you just mechanically, I have to finish my 16 rounds in an hour and a half. Do you chant like that? Or before you start chanting? I do pray. One should pray before chanting to the holy name. You're going to chant the holy name, right? So before chanting the holy name, you should pray to the holy name first. Please, Nam Prabhu, help me get rid of these material desires. Please, Nam Prabhu, please help me get rid of all the offenses. Please, let me chant purely. Please, you have to beg in order to get mercy. If you don't beg, there's a saying, if you don't ask, you don't get. Okay? It's not just, I don't have much time. Okay, that's it. But no. After finishing the 16 rounds, you should still chant another 16 rounds. And that's what I'm doing right now. 16 rounds is not enough. We've heard Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, 125 rounds. You think we finish in 16 rounds? No. Your rounds starts after the 16 rounds. It's not mechanical. You'll not attain Krishna by chanting mechanically. No. Yes, this is the last question, right?
You said we have to chant, you know, 16 rounds, and afterwards we have to chant again.
Again and again and again, 24 hours, Prabhupada says. If the highest, okay, you can chant the holy name three ways. Kirtan, that's chanting. Silent, japa, and through the mind. Now the topmost is through the mind. But now we cannot do it. That's why Prabhupada says, chant. Because if he says, I'm chanting through my mind, do you eat through your mind also?
No.
You don't have to have beads in order to chant. The beads are there so that we'll be regulated to know how many rounds we've done. And I've seen devotees also in Vrindavan, they still have clickers. This is not good. Here's your japa, Tulsi. Clickers is for those who are in the West. They don't want to be carrying bead bags, you know, and then it's different. In Vrindavan, they put Tulsi in the clicker, so that, I'm touching Tulsi. Well, no, it's not the same thing. It's not like that. You know, beads.
And Prabhupada has different kinds of beads. One time, Prabhupada will feel chanting in a different bead. And one time, okay, which bead? Okay, he will chant. So you can be like that also. But don't lose your initiated beads. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ke. Itai gaur pimanande haribol. Yoga maya ke. Hare Krishna.